Ramos Manam, the Ramos Manam. Let's start. Oh, very good. So, we had a steer in Ramam. Sorry that we had a steer in Ramam. The Ramam, Perek Dalad. So, it was Dalad's Pashtus. The Ramam passes like Bishamay, both by Sukhutana and by Sukhutana, like the Sheikh of the Rif and the Ramban. So, the Pshuta, from the fact that the Ramam passes like Bishamay, not only by Sukhutana, where the Gemara says Dalad is like Bishamay, but also by Sukkot Dola, where the Gemara doesn't say the halacha is like Bishamay. So Chayra, it's because he subscribes to the Rif's idea, that Chad Paimel Etruvayu, that the same reason that Bishamay, that the same reason applies to both, that the reason why Bishamay, by Sukkot Ktana, say he needs Zayin Tvachim, it's the same reason why by Sukkot Dola and the Shulchan was B'Sei Chabayis, Bishamay say Lo Yotzo, because Gzeiros Shema Yimoshe Chacha Shulchanay. It's just from the fact that the Ramah passing like Bishamay involved, the Chavetz Mukhov that Chad Paimel Letruvayu. If it will be different reasons, then there's no reason to pass like Bishamay by Sukkot Gdolah. And in a way, you could be medayek that from the Lashon of the Ramah in Perek Vav, when the Ramah passes like Bishamay by Sukkot Gdolah. So the Lashon of the Ramah is, Misho Yeroshi Vubay Besukkot Bishulchanim Tech Habayis, or Yechutz to Sukkot, Riochal Arezia Osur. First of all, not allowed to do it. Ukiilu loy ochel besukkah, and not only is not allowed to do it, but if he does it, it's kiilu loy ochel. That's the Gemara in Brochas. The Beishamai said, Zikne Beishamai said to Beichon Achuni, who was doing like Mesil, his shulchan was outside, he said, Imkena yisenoig, lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecho. Not only are you violating an issue, but you're not makayim mitzvah sukkah. So the Moshe Lechayf would be the first night of sukkah. So if he ate that way, you would have to eat again, presumably, because lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah. So Ram says, so Ram passing like Beishamai, and Ram goes out, and Ram explains, Gzeir Hashem Yemoshe Chacha Shulchanah. And the Ram adds, "Ve'afilu b'sukkah gedolah." What does Ram mean with these last three words, "Ve'afilu b'sukkah gedolah"? The word "sukkah gedolah," as opposed to "sukkah ktana," could mean two different things. "Sukkah ktana" usually means a sukkah of zayin tvachim by zayin tvachim, as opposed to a sukkah that's bigger than it needs to be. Because normally in Masech Sukkah and the Ram himself, there's instances like this. The word "sukkah ktana" means a sukkah mitzumtzemes, a sukkah that's the minimum shear of zayin tvachim by zayin tvachim. If that's the pshat in the Ramah, so that's a little bit strange. Zeir Hashem Yimoshech v'afilu b'sukkah gedolah. Not only in a sukkah ketan of zayin tefachim, but even in a big sukkah of 14 tefachim. Like, why does it need to be said? This is Zeir Hashem Yimoshech hachash chonai. Zayin tefachim is big enough, but if you put the shulchan outside, there's Zeir Hashem Yimoshech. Why should I think there's a difference between a 7 tefachim sukkah and a 100 tefachim sukkah? That's a very strange. Oh, that would be a very difficult pshat in the Ramah. So the pashtus is, Rabbeinu Menachem says it over here. The pashtus is when the Ram over here says v'afilu b'sukkah gedolah, what he means to say, when he hears sukkah gedolah means, as opposed to sukkah ktana means a sukkah that's less than zayin tefachim, and the sukkah gedolah like above tefachim, and the sukkah gedolah is a sukkah like an arsugya. In arsugya, you also have the loss of sukkah ktana and sukkah gedolah, but in arsugya, what is a sukkah ktana? 6 tefachim, and a sukkah gedolah is 7 tefachim. So Rabbeinu Menachem says that's the pshat in the Ramah there in Perek Vav. V'afilu b'sukkah gedolah, meaning that the gzera of Shemi Yimoshech applies not only by a sukkah ktana of vov tvachim, but where there's not room for a shulchan, but it applies even by a sukkah gedolah where there is room for a shulchan. But if the shulchan is outside, there's a gzera Shemi Yimoshech acha shulchanah. That's the chor of the pashat. That's where Rabbeinu Menachem at least understands the Ramah. Chor that's taka the yashus in the Ramah. Again, because otherwise, why does he mention? What's the chiddush afilu b'sukkah gedolah? And if that's the reading of the Ram, also I understand why the Ram emphasizes this, because the Ramban brings that the word Talmidei Arif who held that even though it's chad taimu l'tshuvayu and mishamei mishil is really the same gzeir Hashem Yimoshech acha shulchanai, but since we only find in the Gemara that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said halacha ki mishamei b'sukkah ktana, he didn't say the fairest of halacha like mishamei b'sukkah gedolah. So there were Talmidei Arif who wanted to argue on the Rif and say, even if we'll grant that it's one Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Acha Shulchanai, but the Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Acha Shulchanai is more acute by a Sukkah Ktana than by a Sukkah Gdolah. Because by a Sukkah Ktana, you're going to bring a Shulchan. You're not going to be able to put it in the Sukkah. So you're going to be Nimshach outside. By a Sukkah Gdolah, why should you be Nimshach Acha Shulchan? On the contrary, you'll bring the Shulchan into the Sukkah. So therefore, these Talmidei Arif thought that even though it's all one issue of Gzeira, about it, it's one, the Mishnah put them together, because it's one Gzeira Shem Yimoshech, But the halacha, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok only said that halacha is like Bishamay by Sukkah Ktana, that we only accept the Gzeira by Sukkah Ktana, we don't accept the Gzeira by Sukkah Gdola. Not like the Rif, who says that since it's Chad time of the Shavuot, we pass the Bishamay in both. So the Ram is coming down on the side of the Rif. And the Ram is saying, no, the other Talmidei those Talmidei Arif are wrong. The Gzeira Shemi Yimoshech is not only by Sukkah Ktana, the Gzeira Shemi Yimoshech is even by Sukkah Gdola. Lachorah, that's the Pshat, the Pashut of Pshat, in the Ram over here in Perek Vav. The problem is that the Rambam himself in Perek Dalad, when the Rambam says the Shir of Zayin Tfachim, when he first gives me the Shir of Zayin Tfachim. So first of all, so the Rambam says, Perek Dalad, which is the first Perek that has to do with Sukkah, before that was Shaifa. The Rambam says Shir HaSukkah, the first thing he says, Shir HaSukkah, Gaboya and Pokas Miyasara Tfachim, Velo Yeser Elesher Mama, Verochli and Pokas Mishiva Tfachim, Al Shiva Tfachim. So the Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam puts it together with the Shir of Asar Tochim, the Shir of Esher Mamma, those are Shir of Deraisa. The Chorot's Mashma, that this is the Shir Me'ikar Adin, it's the Shir of Deraisa, the Mishnah Berurah Medayek, but the Chorot's Mashma, the Rambam, that this is the Shir of Deraisa, it's not a Gzeir Shem Yimoshech Achar Shulchanai. And even worse, the Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayis, in the Hakdomah to the Perish of Mishnayis, as I mentioned yesterday, says Beferish, that the Shir of Zayin Tochim is a Halachal Moshe Misinai. So that certainly means that it's a Deraisa. So Chori, so it's a double problem. First of all, he says in Perek Vav, he said, Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech V'afilu B'sukkah G'dayla, it's mashal by Sukkah Ktan, it's also Gzeir. So even if it will be Misakish, then maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe when he said Sukkah G'dayla and Sukkah Ktan in Perek Vav, we'll say, not like Rabbeinu Menoyach, that Sukkah Ktan and Sukkah G'dayla, what they mean, a Sukkah Ktan is Zayin Tvachim, and a Sukkah G'dayla is like 100 Tvachim. And there I'm through in, Shem Yimoshech, even by a Sukkah of Zayin Tvachim. But the Shir of, but it's all Shir, it's all what Agama would call Sukkah G'dayla. But Vav Tochim is possible in the Raisa. Even if we'll say that, it's still Shred the Piskei HaRamam. Because if we're going to say that Zayin Tochim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so then it has nothing to do with the Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Achad Shulchanai. So then there's altogether no reason to pass on like Beishamai and Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok only said Halacha is like Beishamai in the Sukkah G'dayla, in the Sukkah Ktana. Sukkah Ktana is altogether Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Piskei HaRamam don't jive with each other altogether. So Bekitzer, the steer in the Ram is, it's a double steer. First of all, there's a steer mitzad the cheshbon apsak. From the fact that the Ram passing like Beishamai in both, it sounds like chad taimul the truvayu, and if it's chad taimul the truvayu, that's right away soiser the Ram in the perish of Mishnayis that the shir zayin tochim is halacha l'moshe misinai soiser the mashmois of the Ram perek dalet halacha aleph that puts it together with the other shir in their eyes. So that's the simple steer. Moreover, the Rambam in Perek Vav, the lashon of the Rambam, when he says afilu b'sukkah g'dayla, that there's a gzeir shemi moshech afilu b'sukkah g'dayla, lechari the pashut the reading of that Rambam is like Rabbeinu Menoyach understood that he's saying there's a gzeir shemi moshech by sukkah g'dayla, meaning zayin tvachim, and kol shekein that there's a gzeir shemi moshech by sukkah of vav tvachim. In which case, the Rambam is saying beferish that the vav tvachim there's a gzeir shemi moshech by sukkah of vav tvachim. The Rambam elsewhere says that the shir zayin tvachim is halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's the problem in the Rambam. We'll come back to that at the end. The Maisa, the Shitas Harif, in any event, Shitas Harif, the Ramban, is that the reason why you need Zayin Tvachim is only because of the Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech. The Rifsa says the way Beferish and Dav Zayin Amid Beis, that the need for Zayin Tvachim, the reason why Beishami say Vav Tvachim is no good, is Mishum Gzeir. The Ramban also says Beferish. Somebody asked me after Shir yesterday, but I went back and double checked. The Ramban over there and Dav Zayin Amid Beis says Beferish. It's the first thing the Ramban says. That the Shir of Zayin Tvachim is a Gzeira. He's right, it's enough to have Vav Tvachim. Gzeira Shem Yimoshech, you have to have Zayin Tvachim. So the Beis Halevi asks the following question. The Beis Halevi asks, from a Gemara Daf Yud Tes. Because it comes out according to the Rif, that every time you're in a sukkah where there's no room for your table, so you're going to have to put the table somewhere else, so there's a Gzeira Shem Yimoshech Achash Shulchan, even if you don't have a table. You don't have a table. I want to eat without a table. I'll eat on the floor. We say, but nonetheless, the sukkah is not big enough to accommodate a table. You're going to want to have a table. You're going to put the table outside. This Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech. That's why a sukkah Vav Tvachim is no good. We can't say, oh, well, I'll dispense with the table. Vav Tvachim is a sukkah that's too small to have a table. So as the Ramban explained, so this Gzeir Hashem Yovi Shulchan, and you're going to maybe the Shulchan, and you're not going to be able to put it in. You're going to be Nimshach HaShulchan, and so on. That's the Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech by sukkah time. So the Beis Halevi asks from Gemara Daf Yud Tes. Gemara Daf Yud Tes talks about the following case. You have a sukkah that's exactly Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. And you have Schach also, Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. Except that there's actually one strip of Schach, one strip of the roof of the sukkah, but there is no Schach. And it's just empty Avir. but it's less than Gimel Tvachim, so it's Lavud. So in the case I have Schach 4 by 7, and then 4 by 7, 4 plus by 7, and then I have empty space that's a little bit less than 3 by 7. So the Gemara says that it's kosher, because since it's Lavud, so it's Kilu, the whole thing is there's no Avir, and the Sukkah is a Sukkah Ksheira. But Ein Yishein and Tachto, you're not allowed to sleep, or eat for that matter, under the Avir. The Sukkah is kosher, as Lavud, but you have to eat under the Schach, not under the Avir. Yes, the Beis HaLevi, so there, where are you going to put your table? Your table is going to have to, there's hardly room for you. I mean, it's just 4 by 7. There's not even room for the person to come out. The Chayre, his table, is going to put under the Avir. So why don't you say, Gzer Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanah? So how could that be kosher? It should be Gzer Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanah. That's a sukkah. A sukkah, a person himself takes 6, but takes his space of 6 by 6. He doesn't even have 6 by 6. He just has for himself an area of 4 by 7. So let's say he squeezes in, he contorts himself, he squeezes into the 4 by 7, but the shulchan, where's the shulchan going to go? The shulchan's going to go either outside the sukkah, or it's going to go under the avir, let's say. That's the simple thing. It'll go under the avir. So why do you say, Gzeir Shemim Moshachacha Shulchanah? He'll be Nufshachacha Shulchanah, he'll wind up under the avir. We should be Gzeir. It should be the same Gzeir Shemim Moshachacha Shulchanah. It should apply there as well. It's only a custom the riff. If you don't like the balamor, the gzeir shemi moshech is only we actually have a table. If you don't want to have a table, then there's no gzeir shemi moshech hachashulchan. So katan is a different halacha that you have to have a deer's car. So that has nothing to do with shulchan. So that's it's not a deer's car because there's a ma'aser the sukkah is bigger. The sukkah is big enough with lover. The sukkah is big enough that it's not called a deer's arai. But the riff that it has to do with, even if you don't have a shulchan, there's a gzera that you'll bring a shulchan, and there's a gzera shemi moshe chacha shulchani. So in that case, there should be gzera shemi moshe chacha shulchani. Very powerful question. The Beis Levi leaves that for a question. Doesn't really. At the end of the day, the Beis Levi does not have an answer for that question. Then there's another issue over here. Rabbi Kveger in Chachasim Beis in the Rabbi Kveger on the Mishnayos, but it's printed in the regular Chiddush Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger over there in Chachasim Beis in the Mishnah of Rosh Rubei B'Shulchanai. So Rabbi Kveger says a Chiddush din. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure if it's right, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it. Rabbi Kveger says that according to the Rif, that really, midiraisa, all you need is vav tefachim, 6 by 6. And the only reason why you have to have the extra tefach is because you need a space for your shulchan. Otherwise, you're going to bring a table and you're going to be nimshachacha shulchanai. So the Kveger says, what would be in the following case? The person built a sukkah that was 6 by 6. But the sukkah, when you walk out the door of the sukkah, you walk into your neighbor's sukkah. And you put your shulchan in your neighbor's sukkah. Because no room in your sukkah, it's only 6 by 6. So you put your sukkah by the doorway. But it's two separate sukkahs, it's not like open porous. There's a mechitza, your sukkah is separate from your sukkah, but there's a door. So by the door, you put your shulchan outside the door in your neighbor's sukkah. So Rabbi Kveger says that he thinks that, according to the Rif, that would be kosher. He says, the chesed is like this. Let's start by sukkah gedolah. Let's say I have a sukkah gedolah. Sukkah gedolah is fine, except that if you have your shulchan is outside, that's the beshami of sukkah gedolah. If your shulchan is outside, so you're not yotze, gzeir shemi moshe chacha shulchanah. So what would be if you had a sukkah gedolah? And again, it connects. It's like a semi-attached sukkah. It connects to your neighbor's sukkah. And you put your shulchan. You have lots of room in your own sukkah, but you don't want to eat in your own sukkah. You like your neighbor's sukkah. So you put your shulchan in your neighbor's sukkah. So are you yotze? The sukkah is a sukkah ksheira. Your sukkah is big enough, it's fine. But when your shulchan is outside, there's gzeir shemi moshe chacha shulchanah. But here, who cares if you're nimshe chacha shulchanah? Your shulchan is also in a sukkah, not my sukkah, in somebody else's sukkah. If I'll be nimshe chacha shulchanah, I'll be in my neighbor's sukkah, so is us, and what's wrong with that? That's also a sukkah. So Rabbi Kveger assumes for them a posture that that's for sure okay. There's no gzeir shemi moshe chacha shulchanah. But Rav Feger takes it a step further. He says, since according to the Rif, even by a sukkah katana, it's only gzeir shemi moshe chacha shulchanai. So according to the Rif, he says the same thing will be true by a sukkah katana. I have a sukkah that's vov tochim by vov tochim. Really, it's a fine sukkah. The only problem is, like the Rif said, there's a gzeir shemi moshe chacha shulchanai, shemi yovi shulchan, and it'll be nimshe chacha shulchanai. So what's the problem? The door goes into the neighbor's sukkah. So if I'll bring a shulchan, it'll be in the neighbor's sukkah. So there's no problem shemi moshe chacha shulchanai. So the Kreger wants to mechadish that would be kosher. Okay, it just says that. That says lefi the rif is a kula in the shita tarif that this case would be kosher. So the Beis Halevi in Chelik Gimel Simon Nun Gimel, he was mechaven to this Rebbe Kreger. He doesn't quote Rebbe Kreger, but he was mechaven on his own to this notion. And the Beis Halevi adds that by the exact same logic, we could be machshir another interesting case. What if you have a sukkah that's only vav by vav? 6x6, but by the front of the sukkah where it's open, the schach extends further out, and it's mushach hachadayf and bado with all the tnayim. So it's yap psala yetsim in the sukkah by the doorway, which means that even if you're outside of the sukkah itself, the heck of the sukkah is 6x6. But even if you're outside, but you're, as long as you're under the psala yetsay, so you're fine. You're allowed to eat under the psala yetsay. That's halacha psala yetsay. Even though it's outside the heck of the sukkah, you need to have a heck of sukkah. You need 7x7. Right. The Gemara says you have to have heksha sukkah that has walls and has all the. But once you have a heksha sukkah, so by the doorway there's a overhang of schach, so you can eat under the psal ayosim in a sukkah. That's halacha psal ayosim. Gimel Beis probably will talk more about psal ayosim the sugya vitzvah. But Akapanim, that's the halacha. Psal ayosim is so he says. So why? So it says the Beis Halevi by the exact same logic as Rabbi Kreger's case. This, what if you have a case where I have a sukkah that's 6x6? But by the opening of the sukkah, it's open on the front side. I have psala yotzi that goes further. That goes another tefach beyond. So he says, "There's no. What's the zayin shemi moshe chacha shulchanai? Even though there's no room for my shulchan in my sukkah, so what am I going to do? I'm going to bring a shulchan. I'm going to put it outside the 6x6. But outside the 6x6, there's still psala yotzi in a sukkah. So what'll be? So what will it matter if I'll be nimshe chacha shulchanai? Even if I'll be nimshe chacha shulchanai, I'll still be yotzi because I'll be under the psala yotzi in a sukkah." So Beis Halevi says that if Rabbi Kreger is, again, he doesn't quote Rabbi Kreger, but he says it on his own. He says the same way the first case is good, this case should also be good. But that already, Beis Halevi has strong rayas to prove that that's not true. That's, you're not yet seeing such a case. You can't do that kunz. And if you can't do that kunz, you can't do Rabbi Kreger's kunz either. Yeah. Yeah, but it is. That's his time. 6x6 means the rice is a kosher sukkah. The only problem is that takes Yisrael Shemi Moshech. Yeah, if it'll be 5x5, not. But if it's 6x6, it is a kosher sukkah. The only reason why you need another tefach is Gzeir Shemi Moshech, Gzeir Shemi Yovi Shulchan. And if you'll bring a shulchan, then you'll be Nimshech Hacha Shulchani. But in the case of Psala Yotze, if it's the same effect as having a sukkah that's 6x6, Rabbi Kreger's case, I have a sukkah that's 6x6, but where I would put the shulchan, it's not a problem because even if I'll be Nimshech, it'll be in somebody else's sukkah. So it's even better if I put the shulchan outside, but it'll be under the psal yotzei from my sukkah. So it should be good. According to Rabbi Kreger, that's the Beis Halevi's argument. If Kreger's right, then this should also be good. That already the Beis Halevi has proofs that it does not work. He has a few proofs. It's kedai to see it inside in the Beis Halevi if you want to see more in detail. He has one proof from the Gemara about Itztaba. The Gemara talks about, it's the next one. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody had a sukkah, and the schach was lamalef me'esr mama. But he built a platform to raise the floor. And he built the platform 7x7. So as long as the platform is not far away from the walls, you have to daifin akuma, but as long as the platform is within dalad amas of the walls, so you can say daifin akuma, and the walls could attach themselves to the area, to the platform becomes the sukkah. Because when you're on the platform, the schach is lamata meyesrim. So the platform is a kosher sukkah. Of course, the walls have to be close to the platform, because otherwise your walls are far away from your sukkah. The shir is Dalet Amos. But a kaponim, you have that's your kosher sukkah. Rashi adds that once you have a platform, the Zion al Zion, so even if you go beyond the platform, often, you know, straight forward towards the entrance, you're also okay, because even though the schach there is the Malam Esrim, but it's good as Psal Yetzim in a sukkah. So ask the Beis Halevi, so why do you need a platform of 7x7? Make a platform of 6x6 or 7x6, maybe 7x6. 6x6, let's say 6x6. Make a platform of 6x6, and there's no problem because, what's it? I don't know, 6x6, 7x6. But anyway, make a platform. What is that? Why should it have to be 7x7? Let it be set 6x6. Let's say, and even if my shulchan will be off the itztaba, so what? I'll be nimshach achar shulchani, but it's good. I'll psal yaitzer. Okay, then he says this is maybe not such a terrible kash on the rif, because who says the rif agrees to Rashi that's called psal yaitzer? But then he has a right from a perish gemara. You have a sukkah suya kamovli. It's a fancy gemara. Gemara is a case where you have a sukkah that only has two walls on either side of the sukkah. You have a wall over here and a wall over here. And in between, it's open. So the halach is, but you take a board that's four tfachim wide, four plus, and you put it samach gimel tfachim to the wall, and that way you have it's a length of seven tfachim. Seven tfachim is the length of a doifin sukkah, and that's machshir the whole mobi. Maybe you need a sukkah festival, also maybe not. It's complicated sukkahs later on in Dav Zayin. Like upon him, the case over there is you have a very big sukkah. It's a sukkah, so you can move it. It's a big sukkah. It's a big space. There's lots of room for you and your table and so on. But you have to have a wall, you have two walls on either side, and then the third side, you don't have to have a whole wall all the way across, but you need to have a wall of seven tefachim, because seven tefachim is the shear of Hechsher Sukkah. So you say, why need seven tefachim? Six tefachim. Really, six tefachim is Hechsher Sukkah. You only need the extra space for the Gzereshah because in order to accommodate your Shulchan. Here you have lots of room for your Shulchan. You have a big Sukkah, so you come over. There's lots of room for your Shulchan. You could have a wedding in that Sukkah. So why should it be seven Tvachim? The Iker Hechsher Sukkah is six Tvachim. The seven Tvachim just to accommodate the Shulchan. Yeah, there's probably other such rahis. The Kitzanim, which says the Beis Halevi, it's Mukhuk from these places, that this Kunst does not work. Doesn't work these kunst. Shai is, why not? Why not? Why can't you? You know, he says this. Rabbi Levi proves that Rabbi Kerig is wrong. That such kunst that you make a sukkah 6x6, but in such a way that the shulchan that you don't there'll be no problem of shemi mashach achas shulchanai. You can't do such chachmas. The sukkah has to be 7x7, regardless. Shai is, why? Or Kegel's logic is very good. Do I only need the 6x6? Don't need the 7th tefach, because there is Shem Yimashach HaChas Shulchanoi. So if I can set up the case where there's no problem with Shem Yimashach HaChas Shulchanoi, because my Shulchan's in my neighbor's Sukkah, or my Shulchan's under the Psal HaYotzei, so what's my problem? So why shouldn't it be okay? Says the Beis HaLevi that you have to say that even though the reason why Chazal made this takana was Gzer Shem Yimashach HaChas Shulchanai. But as is often the case, there's a difference between the reason why Chazal made a takana and the content of what they were misakin. The reason why they made the takana was Gzer Shem Yimashach HaChas Shulchanai. But the maisa, what they made, the takana they made, was that a shir sukkah has to be 7x7. And once Chazal were misakin, the shir sukkah has to be 7x7, then 6x6 is not a kosher sukkah. So it doesn't help anymore if you're gonna. So in my case, I don't have Gzeir Shem Yimashach HaChas Shulchanai. Tough luck. I mean, we don't care. It doesn't help. Now the takon is that a sukkah has to be 7x7, and if your sukkah is 6x6, then you don't have a hechsher sukkah, and you don't have psal yotzei, and it doesn't help that your shulchan's in your neighbor's sukkah and there's no Gzeir Shem Yimashach. But your sukkah is only 6x6, and 6x6 is too small to be called a hechsher to have a hechsher sukkah, to be a hechsher sukkah. Adkan the Beis HaLevi. The Beis Levi doesn't say this. But the Chayra with this Yisoid, if he's right, if this Yisoid is right, we could also go back and answer the Beis Levi's Kasha about Avir Pochas Megimel by Ein Yishen and Tachta. What was the Beis Levi's Kasha? Beis Levi asked, by a case where you have a sukkah 7x7, but three tochim are taken up are under Avir, or a little bit less than three tochim are under Avir. And the halacha is, it's kosher, but Ein Yishen and Tachta. The problem is, where's your table going to go? Only under the avir. There's nowhere else to put your table. And you're not allowed to eat under the avir. So there should be gzeira shem yimashach achas shulchanai. So why are we afraid of the gzeira shem yimashach achas shulchanai? That's the kasha that the Beis Levi did not answer. He left that as a kasha. So chora, we could take the Beis Levi's own yisoid. And we could use it to answer that question as well. And we could say that even though the sibas atakona was gzeira shem yimashach achas shulchanai, but the maisa, the content of the takana is that a sukkah has to be 7x7. And once a sukkah is 7x7, I don't, that's my only yardstick.
And I don't examine every case and say, well, is there a problem with Shemi Moshech HaShulchanai? Is there not a problem with Shemi Moshech HaShulchanai? The takana was, you have to have 7x7. Ben lekula, ben lechuma. Meaning, once they were misakan, they need to have 7x7. So first of all, you need to have 7x7, and it doesn't help Rabbi Kveger's kunz to make the shulchan, to avoid the problem Shemi Moshech HaShulchanai, to put the shulchan in somebody else's sukkah. Doesn't help, you need to have 7x7. That was the takana. But vice versa is also true. When in case where you have 7x7, so I don't say, well, I have 7x7, but in my sukkah there's a problem Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanai, because in my sukkah part of my 7x7 is avir with lovud and it's engin shenim tachtov. So where's my table going to go under the avir, and I'm going to be nimshe Chacha Shulchanai? You're right. You can talk, there's a problem Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanai. So be careful not to be nimshe Chacha Yishulchan. But the gzeira, but nonetheless, the gzeira was not Shemi Moshe. We had an agenda, Shemi Moshe HaShulchanai. So because of that, we made a takana 7x7. But once they made the takana 7x7, that's the takana 7x7. And ben lekula, ben lechumra, all we care about is, do you have 7x7? Here you have 7x7. So we don't care about Shemi Moshe HaShulchanai. L'chara, this would be an answer for that other problem, the Beis HaLevi. So why didn't the Beis HaLevi say this? Mr. Chazay, it's so posh. Why didn't the Beis HaLevi say that? So I think the reason why I didn't say it is because it's not, this answer is not so simple, because even if we'll say the Beis HaLevi is Yisoid, that by Sukkah Ketana, even though their Sibas HaTakana was Shemi Yimoshe HaShulchanai, but Lemaisa, the content of the Takana was your Sukkah needs to be 7x7. But there's another Gzera. There was a Gzera not only by Sukkah Ketana, there was another Gzera by Sukkah Gdola. Well, you have a Sukkah that's 7x7, but if your Shulchan happens to be outside, they said Yin Lo Yotza, because the Gzera Shemi Yimoshe HaShulchanai. So that's there. It's not that takana was not. Yeah, you need to have 7x7. It's a sukkah gedolah. You have 7x7. You have a lot. You have maybe more than 7x7. There, the takana was, don't have your shulchan outside because you're going to be nimshach hashulchanah. So in the case, and then we're back to the problem. Even if we'll say the takana by sukkah katana was that you need to have 7x7, and that's the whole takana 7x7. But in the case we have avi pochus migimul, so the takana of sukkah katana is satisfied because my sukkah 7x7. That's all they were misakin. But the Maisik, where's your table going to be? Under the Avir. If your table's under the Avir, then you have the Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila of Shemi Moshe HaShulchanai. So it should be possible as the Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila, even if you got by the Gzeir of Sukkah Ketana. So I think that's why the Beis HaLevi didn't give this answer. But I think we could still give this answer. Because the Gzeir of Sukkah Gdoila is only if you actually have a table. What if you're in a sukkah gdola, you're eating by the puma de metalalta without a table? Then there's no gzeir shemi moshe hachashachonik. We saw in the Ram Shachonar, the gzeir is you're eating by the edge of the sukkah with a table outside. But I don't know, what if you have a sukkah gdola, you're eating by the edge of the sukkah a sandwich or on the floor, inside the sukkah, you're not eating outside the sukkah. So there's no gzeir by sukkah gdola. Well, maybe you'll bring a shulchan, and if you'll bring a shulchan, you're going to leave it outside. There's no such gzeira. Why should we make such a gzeira? If you'll bring a shulchan, you'll bring it inside. You have a sukkah gdol. So the gzeira of sukkah gdol is only if there's actually a shulchan there. So in the case of this guy who has a sukkah ketana with avir pochus migimel in a chanami, if he'll put a table there, that's no good, because we'll have the gzeira of sukkah gdol shemi moshe hachashulchanai. But the Gemara doesn't say that it's okay with it, that he should have a table there. He'll eat on the floor or he'll eat on his lap. If he brings a table in, he'll run into the Gzeir of Sukkah Gedola. But that's not a problem. He doesn't have to bring in a table. Then he won't have the Gzeir of Sukkah Gedola. Elamai, but he'll have the Gzeir of Sukkah Ketana. Because by Sukkah Ketana, the Gzeir was Shema Yovi Shulchan V'yinim Shechacharov. But that, for that, we could use the Beis HaLevi. That was the Sibas HaTakana. But the Maisa, the content of the Takana by Sukkah Ketana, was that you need to have 7x7. And 7x7 he has. So Melech Mimonoshoch, he's going to be fine. The Gzeir of Sukkah Gedola doesn't have to bother him, just don't bring in a table. And the Gzeir of Sukkah Ketana, Shema Yovi Shulchan, is not a problem, because that was just a Sivas HaTakana. But the Teuchen of the Takana was that you have to have a Sukkah 7x7, and with Lovod he has a Sukkah 7x7. So the Kitzur, I think it comes out that with the Yisoid of the Beis HaLevi, we could answer up both problems. The problem of, why is Rabbi Kveger wrong? Why can't you have a sukkah 6x6 and just put your shulchan in somebody else's sukkah, or put your shulchan by the psal yitzim? The Beis HaLevi has strong echokas that is wrong, you can't do that. But why can't you do it? So the Beis HaLevi answered, the sivas ha-takana was shemi moshech, but the content of the takana is you have to have 7x7. With that same aside, we can answer the Beis HaLevi's own question. the case we have a 7x7 sukkah, but a little bit less, but there's a whole area over there that's taken up by avir where you're not allowed to eat, so why don't you have a gzeir shem yimosha hacha shulchani? Now it's very good. If you put a shulchan there in a chanami, then you have a problem. But don't put a shulchan there. So you avoid the sukkah, the gzeir of sukkah gdala. And there is, and the gzeir of sukkah gdala, the gzeir is not shem yimosha hacha shulchani, that's the sibas gzeir. But the teichen of the gzeir is that you have to have 7x7. 7x7 he has, with love, but he has 7x7. Sounds fine about so far, everything sounds good. The problem is that the chayra, the Beis HaLevi's answer is narrow. The Beis HaLevi's answer that the content of the takana by sukkah katana was that the sheer sukkah 7x7. The gzeira was not shemi moshe chacha shulchan. The gzeira was the sheer sukkah midrabon in the 7x7. Without any chol, and now that's the shear, and ain't chokham of ain't tuna. Chol is not true. Or at least it's not true according to the Ramban, at least. Because if that was true, so remember the Ramban had asked, like sukkah ketana, he says, you need 7x7, because I understand you need 7x7 for eating. Because it's exer shem yimosha chacha shulchan, you bring a shulchan, and you're going to be nimshach acharav. But why is it no good for sleeping? You don't need a shulchan to sleep. So the Ramban answered, that since it's not roi for the dira of achila kadako, so sukkah that's not roi for dira of achila is not called a sukkah even lagabe shena. That was the Rabban's answer. Why did the Rabban need that? Rabban should have answered poshut. The sibas atakana was only shemi moshe chacha shulchanik, and that's only really relevant to eating. It's not relevant to sleeping. But that's just the sibas atakana. But the maisla takana was that shir sukkah zayin al zayin. Once the shir sukkah zayin al zayin, and that's the shir sukkah even in the case where you don't have shemi moshe chacha shulchanik. That's the shir sukkah even if your shulchan's in somebody else's sukkah, and that's the shir sukkah for shena as well. From the fact that the Ramban didn't answer that, you see that the Ramban at least holds that it's not true. That the takana was not that you need to have 7x7. The takana was that you need to have, it was shemi moshe chacha shulchanik. And if that's the case, so then we're hadra kushya l'duchta, hadron hakushya is l'duchtayu. We're back to all of our questions. Now come back. First of all, the Beis HaLevi's question. If the takon in fact is shemi moshe chacha shulchanik, so when you have a sukkah that's 7x7 with avir, with lovud, so how's it okay? I'm going to want to bring a shulchan, and my shulchan's going to be under the avir, and I'm going to be nimshach chacha shulchanik. So why is it kosher? And number two, why can't you have a sukkah that's 6x6? I shemi moshe chacha shulchanik. No problem. I'll put the sukkah. I'll put the shulchan by the psal hayotzei. I'll put the shulchan in my neighbor's sukkah. Why doesn't that? The king says it works, but the Beis HaLevi was mechiyach that it doesn't work. It's very strong riots. So taka, why doesn't it work? So we need to find another avenue. Sabi maktim eritva. And that's Zayinam at base by Abaye. Abaye said in Zayinam at base, why the Bishami requires 7x7. So what did Abaye say? Yuskar. It's quite not like Asugya. At least the Rif's understanding in Asugya. It's according to the Rif's understanding in Asugya. The reason why you need 7x7 is Gzeir Shem Yimosha Chacha Shulchanik. So what did the Rif answer? What did the Rif say for that? Abaye's Chalik, Machalik is Asugya's. The Rif, Ramban. The Ritva, after he brings the Rif, he says that he thinks he has an answer for Abaye. Within the Shittas HaRif. He thinks you don't have to say that Abaye is Chalik. He says, we could reinterpret what Abaye said. When Abaye said you need 7x7 because you need Diras Kva, if I had a Ritva in front of me, it would be maybe better. Is there a Ritva floating around? I
have to find it.
Here it is.
There
It's at the end of this of the Ritva, the Dibur Maskel is Beshamay. Right nearly Leimar, the time of the Tati Pluk Techoda, that is, it's one Xerah, it's both Machlokes are the same like the Rif. The Hod Omer Abai, the time of the Beshamay, Shem Dir Eskva, Lav Mishum Kviyas Binyan. Abai doesn't mean that you need to have a Sukh of 7x7 because the Sukh itself, the Binyan has to be Kabuadik, because Dir Eskva Beinu. The Mai Kviyas Ikla Bashir Shiva Tochim. What kind of binyan kva is 7 tochim by 7 tochim? Did you ever see somebody make a house? I live in a house, in my neighborhood, the house is very small. But nobody made a house that's 7 tochim by 7 tochim. That's a dearest kva. So that's not what it means. El Eloimar, shetei kva le'inyan ze, sheyehei shem kva v'lo yimoshich lachutz acha shulchanach. When Abai said dearest kva b'inon, B'sham holds dearest kva b'inon, what it means is, that you need the kvius of having your shulchan with you, that you shouldn't be nimshach acha shulchana. What's the Ritva saying? I think the Ritva saying here is a tremendous chiddush, but it's very helpful for us. The Ritva saying, what Chazal did when they made this gzeir shemi moshach acha shulchana, and they said you need 7x7 shemi moshach acha shulchana. What Chazal basically said was, the sheer sukkah midiraisa is roish veruba. That means the sheer sukkah midiraisa is you have to have a mokim haroi lachila. Achilas harayla said. Mokim haroi lachila. And a mokim haroi lachila is 6x6 because that's a roish veruba. So for the mokim haroi lachila, for Shane also, the mokim haroi lachila, the mokim haroi lachila is 6x6. Chazal said, because they had an issue with Shemi Rosh HaKach HaShulchanah, they said, it's not enough to have a mokim haroi lachila. We need to have a mokam haroi lachila with the shulchan. That's a more rafkas de kachila. Achila with the shulchan is a more kavua de kachila. So Chazal said, you need not merely a mokam haroi lachila, but a mokam haroi to the more expansive achila of achila al shulchana. And that was the takana. And that's what Abai meant when he said, Beshami olz dios kravim. It's not the regular deer's kvav deraisa. It means that the maisach, the mokam haroi lachila midirabonon has to be not merely a mokam haroi lachila sarai without a shulchan, but a mokam haroi lachila kavod kachilulu, but a mokam haroi lachila al shulchan. It could be that the other Yishayim, even the etzim gedra hadava the rif could hold from Musa. He doesn't read that into Abaye deer's kvav b'inon, because then it's really nothing to do with the other shittus, the other tanoim that Abaye listed. So the Ritva wants to read it into Abaye. The Ritva was not nicha to read it into Abaye. But the Etzem Havana, it could be that all of everybody in the Shita, the Ritva, the Ramban, everybody who's in this school, this could be the Havana Lekulei Alma. That the Gedra HaTakana was not simply that they said a Takana like the Beis Halevi said, you need 7x7 and that's just it, 7x7, like a fiat, 7x7. But on the other hand, it's not just a Gzeira Shemi Yimashach HaKashachana either. The Gzeira was that whereas the Shia deraisa is mokam, the Shia deraisa v'sukkah is mokam haroi lachilo, the Shia midrabanon is a mokam haroi lachilo al shulchanah. So they changed the definition of the definition of dira. You need a mokam haroi ladira. Mokam haroi ladira midraisa means just 6x6. Mokam haroi lachilo without a shulchan. Midrabanon, you need a mokam, the dira that you need, the dira is achilo, is a mokum that's really for achila al shulchan. So the dearest achila now is going to require a 7x7 and not merely 6x6. Lefizeh, I think we have a whole new flavor or a whole new time in the Ramban who says that you can't even sleep in such a sukkah because once it's not roi l'achila, so it's not roi l'sheina either. The way we're explaining now, what the Ramban is saying, it's not just that the mitzvahs you can't eat there because there's a gzera midrabanan getting in your way. It's that midrabanan and this sukkah is not roi l'dira sachila. It's the sukkah be'etzem is not a mokum haroi l'achila because we have now defined achila to mean achila al shulchanai. A sukkah that's not roi, that's not a mokum haroi l'achila, it's not the etzem shir sukkah. It's not big enough to be a mokum haroi l'achila, is not good enough for Shana either because dira has to be achila and Shana both. So now, once mokam roi lachila requires 7x7, so mimela, that's a sukkah, and a sukkah that's not roi for that is not a sukkah at all, even in Yishen. Could be an afkamina. Like this, Achayim assumed that the Ramban is exactly the same as the Mordechai about the listim. Remember we had yesterday that if you can't sleep there because of listim, so you can't eat there either because not a mokum or l'shema. The way we're explaining now, he might hold like the Mordechai, but it's not muchach because the Mordechai is a bigger chiddush. In the case of the Mordechai, the sukkah is roy l'shema be'etzim. There's an extraneous reason why you can't sleep there. Here, now it's turning out. Here, it's not that it's an extraneous reason why I can't eat in the sukkah. Chazal have redefined what achila means. They've defined achila to mean al shulchanot. So this sukkah be'etzim doesn't have a shear that's royal achila. A sukkah doesn't have a shear that's royal achila. It's possible shena. But if you have a shear that's royal achila and royal shena, but just afraid about ganovim, so that's already a chiddush of the Mordechai. That's also called that it's not royal shena, that it's not royal adira. And that could be it. I'm not saying the Ramban has to argue on the Mordechai, but it's no longer self-evident that the Ramban has to hold like the Mordechai. Because what the Ramban is saying is more fundamental. Like when you have a sukkah that's 6x6, it's fundamentally not royal achila, not because of an extraneous gezeirah shem yimashah. But etzim is not a mokum how royal achila is not big enough to accommodate achila, because achila now means achila al shulchanah. Lefize, what? I mean, it's not roi lachila. It's like it's a package deal. If it's not remokim roi lachila, you can't say, fine, so this will be my sleeping sukkah. Like I know people have on their course, they have a sleeping sukkah. She says, no, it has to be roi lachomili, it has to be roi lachomili sukkah. So if it's not a mokim roi lachila, it doesn't help. Achila kedarka, I think, gets a lesson. It's not a mokim roi lachila kedarka, which now means al shulchanoi, so it's not good for other kinds of diru either. You can't use it for, well, this is my sandwich sukkah, or this is my sleeping sukkah, or my learning sukkah. Once it's not roi for the diru of achila, so in the mail it's not roi for any inyan of diru. Because the diru of the sukkah has to include diras achila. So the fize, I think it's mamish in the ritvot, mamish emerges very clearly out of there. So first of all, the fize, we understand very well why Rabbi Kreger's Kunz, the Beis Levi's Kunz, put your shulchan in the neighbor's sukkah, put your shulchan outside under the psel ayotzim in the sukkah, why they don't work. Because if my shulchan is in my neighbor's sukkah, so my sukkah is still not a mokum roi lachila. Because Chazal have defined achila to mean achila al shulchanai. My sukkah is not a mokum dira for the for achila al shulchanai. So it's missing the sin qua non of being a sukkah. It has to be a mokum haroi l'dir sachila. Itself has to be a mokum haroi l'dir sachila. I can't outsource my shulchan to somebody else's sukkah. My sukkah has to be a mokum haroi l'achila. So my sukkah has to be big enough for achila shulchan. Same thing with psal yoytzi. You only say psal yoytzi when you have a hechsher sukkah. Hechsher sukkah means that you have a mokum haroi l'dir. Mokum haroi l'dir, Chazal have now made, to have now reinterpreted to mean a mokum haroi l'achila shulchan. So you have to have 7x7 before you can even get psal yoytzi. I want to suggest that with this we could also answer the other problem, the Beis HaLevi's problem. But what if I have a sukkah that is 7x7? But part of the 7x7 is avir, this ein yishen and tachto. So the problem is, this exer shem yimoshe chacha shulchana. The answer is, sort of like I said before, but now with a different. The cheshbon is similar to before, but now it has a different content. The gzeiru was not, the takana was not, the takana of sukkah ketana was not. You need that. Let's be gezer shem yimoshach hashulchanah, or let's pass little cases where you might be nimshach hashulchanah. The gzeiru was the sukkah has to be a mokum haroy lachila shulchanah. That's what they define. Hechsher sukkah now becomes not a mokum haroy lachila b'li shulchan, but a mokum haroy lachila with a shulchan. Well, my sukkah is how big? In the case of the Beis HaLevi, it's 7x7, but there's a lovet in the middle. L'maisa, how big is my sukkah? It's 7x7. The lovet is also part of my sukkah. Can I eat in this sukkah on my shulchan? Is this sukkah that's 7x7, is it a mokum haroi l'achila al shulchani? Yes, it is. I'll put my shulchan under the avir. Shulchan could be under the avir. I'll sit in the other part of the sukkah. The sukkah is roi l'dira al shulchani. It's roi l'achila al shulchani. Aye, but one second, but I might be nimshach ha'chashulchani. But that was never the gzeira. The gzeira wasn't watch out, you might be nimshach hashulchani. That was the sibus hatakana. The content of the takana was the sukkah has to be big enough for achila al shulchani. My sukkah is big enough for achila al shulchani. I'll sit in the under the schach kosher. My shulchan will sit under the avir, and that's good enough. I have now so I can eat in this sukkah because the whole 7x7 is part of my sukkah. This is a sukkah that's really achila al shulchani. So we're good. But one second, but this is a problem. So I have a sukkah takana that's big enough for achila al shulchani, which is the definition of the takana of sukkah katana. But what about the gzeir of sukkah gedolah? Like I said before, there's a gzeir of sukkah gedolah that if my shulchan is outside, that is l'chora poshut gzeir. That if my shulchan is outside, there's a gzeir shema yimoshach achas shulchani. That's a regular gzeir shema yimoshach. So over here, if I put my table in the under the avir, so I'm not going to be able to eat in this sukkah because of the gzeir of sukkah gedolah. And if I can't eat here because of the gzeir of sukkah gedolah, then this sukkah should be posel because it's not a mokum aroy l'achila shulchani. And even if I take the table away, it won't help. Because since if I put the table in, I'm going to run into the gzeira of sukkah gdola. So now this is, the sukkah is be'etzim not roi l'achila al shulchani. And if it's be'etzim not roi l'achila al shulchani, then it doesn't meet the criterion for a sukkah katana. It's a little bit tricky, but chor is the problem. So I think we could say, I think we could deal with this. Maybe we could suggest that even by a sukkah gedolah, the gzeira was also not. Once we're saying this is the getter by sukkah dana, so maybe by sukkah gedolah also, we're eating in the sukkah, but your shulchan is outside. The takana was not simply, let's be chayshish for a semi moshach hachashulchan. The gzeira was that an achila with the shulchan outside is not called a maisadir. Just like by sukkah dana, we say that a sukkah that can't accommodate achila shulchanoi is not a mokam aroy ladir sachila. So my sukkah gedolah l'gzeira was that a sukkah, if I'm eating with my shulchan outside, so this ma'is achila with my shulchan outside is not called dira sachila. There's dira sachila is with the shulchan inside. I mean, it's a dira outside the sukkah, but it's not called the ma'is dira in the sukkah, because part of my achila has now become achila al shulchani, and here my shulchan is on the outside of the sukkah. It happens to be sukkah gedolah, but my shulchan is on the outside. If I eat on a shulchan that's outside the sukkah, so since achila had now been redefined to mean achila al shulchani, so my achila al shulchani is not being done totally in the sukkah. It's being done partly outside of the sukkah, and that's why lo yotza. So it means it's even by sukkah gedolah, it's very geshmak because it now matches the gzeir of sukkah katana. Just like the gzeir of sukkah katana was, that we've redefined achila to mean achila al shulchani. So the gzeir by sukkah gdola, and the Rif says it's kula chadog, I don't know, it says kula chadog gzeir, chad gzeir, the chad time of Tzibayim, the gzeir by sukkah gdola is also derech zeir. That what Chazal did is they said, we're redefining achila. Achila means achila al shulchani. And if my achila al shulchani requires me, is being done in part outside the sukkah, then that's not cool that I ate in the sukkah. If I eat without a shulchan at all. So Chazal didn't say you have to have a shulchan. It's not what, I mean, I'm eating in the sukkah. There's nothing, Chazal didn't say, why should Chazal say you have to eat with a shulchan? That doesn't make sense. But Chazal said that when you eat with a shulchan, that's part of your ma'isa achila. That's a full ma'isa achila, achila al shulchani. And when you eat with a shulchan outside, then part of your achila is happening outside, or part of your dira. Achila is inside, but my dira, because the achila has to be a ma'isa dira, my dira is happening in part outside, because the shulchan is part of my ma'isa dira. If my dira is partly outside, then that's not called dira besukkah, and sukkah has to be dira besukkah. So that's why the achila will be posul kilu lo yotza. And then it's very geshmak, because the fact is that by sukkah gedolah, we're not just geyser that if your shulchan is outside, you were over an iser. They were geyser that it's kilu lo ochal, like the Shami say kilu lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Like the Ram says, you have to do it again. If it was Sukkah's night and your shulchan was outside, you're not yotzei mitzvahs achila. That's hard to understand. So Mela, I did an iser. You know, I violated the iser of shemi moshach achas shulchani. But why is my achila posel? I would have eaten without a shulchan at all. My achila would have been kosher. So now I happen to have a shulchan on the outside on which I put my plate down. So that invalidates my achila. But I say I ate inside the sukkah. What if I didn't have a plate? I would be. The answer is, because once your shulchan is outside and you're eating, it's called you're eating on a shulchan that's outside, that's a ma'aseh dira that's partly being done chutz to sukkah. Ma'aseh dira that's being done chutz to sukkah, itaka not yotzei mitzvah sukkah. Masha'en came by a sukkah that's 7x7, but there's lovod with avir pachas megimel. So there, even if my table is under the avir, but my table is in the sukkah, because the whole thing is the sukkah with lovod, the whole thing is in the sukkah. So my achila al shulchani is taking place in the sukkah. I am said balabatish, why aren't we afraid Shemi Moshech Achash Shulchana? Because that wasn't the gzeirah. You know, maybe they could have made gzeirah for such a case. Maybe it's not shchiach. The gzeirah was not b'choshish b'shemi Moshech Achash Shulchana. The gzeirah was that the maisa dira of achila became dira achila al shulchana. And by sukkah gbeilah the gzeirah is that the achila al shulchana has to take place in the sukkah. And by sukkah ketana the gzeirah was that a sukkah has to be a mokum haroi ladira, ladira sachila, which now means a mokum haroi lachila al shulchana. So maybe we've answered both sets of problems. The problem of the Beis HaLevi's problem and the case we have 7x7, but there's avir, so why aren't we and the opposite problem. Why can't you talk to put your shulchan outside? And by six, but let's be machshir 6x6 to the shulchan outside. So the gist that we're saying is the gzeirah was not. How did we evolve? We thought lechatchila. Hold on one second. We thought lechatchila. Just to retrace, our initial understanding of the gzeirah was like Rabbi Krieger understood that it's kipshuto gzeirah shemi moshech achash shulchanay by sukkah gdoilu shemi moshech achash shulchanay by sukkah tanis gzeirah shemi yobi shulchan mi moshech achash shulchanay, and that's what the gzeirah was. It's just the gzeirah. Don't do this because you might be nimshach achash shulchan. In which case, Rabbi Kvega said, you should be able to put the shulchan by your neighbor, or put the shulchan under psala yaitzis of the Beis HaLevi, and that would be fine because there won't be gzeirah shemi moshach achash shulchan. The Beis HaLevi was mechich that can't work. That's not true. It was mechich from Gemara. You can't do that. You can't just put your shulchan under the psal. So then we had the Beis HaLevi's formula. Beis HaLevi said it's not gzeirah shemi. That's all the sibus atakana shemi moshach, but the content of the takana was you need 7x7. The shir sukkah 7x7. You know, without any chokhmas. So that was very good. That answered, explained why Rabbi Kvager's eitzes don't work. It answered the base of Levi's kasha, maybe about a sukkah, about lovot. But the problem was against the Ramban. Because the Ramban's, when the Ramban is bothered, why, maybe you can't eat there, but why can't you sleep there in 6x6? So why didn't the Ramban answer? Because the Shia sukkah, 7x7. So you see that answer is not, that formula is not correct. But now we have a new formula based on the ritual. That the takana was not Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchana. That's just the Sibas HaTakana. That's not the content of the takana. But the takana is also not that the Shir Sukkah has to be 7x7. The takana was that Chazal redefined the Shir Sukkah Midrash is Mokam Aroyla to the Dira Sachilo. And Achilo is 6x6. Chazal redefined Achilo to me and Achilo, what Abai calls Achilo's Kva in the Ritva's idea. That they redefined Achilo to me and Achilo Shulchana. So now I need a mokam aroy l'dira sachila al shulchanot. Says the Ramban, fine, that's sachila. What about shena? So he explains, no. Well, once it's not good for dira sachila, it's not good for dira shena either. So maybe what does it help to my shulchan? It doesn't help if I have a sukkah that's 6x6. It's not a mokam aroy l'dira sachila al shulchanot. What does it help? I'll put the shulchan somewhere else. But the sukkah itself has to be aroy l'dira sachila al shulchanot. Mashenkin, in the case of the Beis HaLevi, where I have a sukkah that's 7x7, but my table is going to have to go under the avir, so that's fine. Because my sukkah is a mokum aroy lachila shulchan, because the shulchan's in the sukkah, the lovet is in the sukkah. You can't sleep there because the mice is avir, but it's part of your hefse sukkah. It has dine sukkah, it's lovet. So since my shulchan is in the sukkah, so my sukkah is a mokum aroy l'dir sachila. And that was the whole takana. And I'm adding, even my sukkah gdolah, that was the takana. That if your shulchan is outside, the problem is not the sibus atakana, which means moshech achash shulchan. But the teichen atakana is that it's no good because your dearest achila is the maisa dira is achila al shulchan. And my achila al shulchan is happening in part outside the sukkah, and that's not called dira b'teichen sukkah. Yeah, Joshua, the answer?
Yeah, could it be the ritva says that the only case that it's talking about that Bitsham, that the proof that Bitsham holds that it's Kaaba is only from Sukkah Kitana, as opposed to saying both. Like I think the Ram says both. He says that the Gemara on Zion is talking about both the Sukkah Kitana and Bidol. So what the reason that Rebbe said that there's the difference between that the Sukkah Kitana, the Takana is a Sukkah Ruya, Aruya Achila, but the Sukkah Bidola, it's that it's a Maisa, that you need a Maisa Dira. So could that be the reason why the ritual only says that it's about it's that the proof in that Gemara is about a Sukkah Kitana?
Oh, no, the Fila Ritva, the Chara, the proof could be from, well, I'm a conqueror, the Chara, the Fila Ritva, the proof ought to be able to be from Sukkah Gedolah too, because we've said Dira Sachila has to be Achila Shulchan, maybe in Haram, maybe the proof is from Sukkah Gedolah. You said Iran says the proof is from Sukkah Gedolah.
Yeah, but I think the Ritva says that it's only from Sukkah.
Yeah. Well, this is like an ordinary release, so maybe this before he's over, before the ordinary release. I have to check with the group. Yeah. So now let's go back to the. Oh, yeah.
The Ramban, after he says Pshat, he was understanding why do we need Machlokas to be in two places. So, according to what Rabbi just explained, isn't it totally two separate Tachanos? You can't infer one from the other.
The Ramban says, why do you need the Machlokas to be. Again, what is the Ramban saying? He says, that's negated to Sukkah Ketana. You need that it should be royal with Dira Sachila Shulchana. And it's negated to Sukkah Gdola that the Maisa became a little bit more fancy. The Ramba sounds.
So isn't it not a problem? Meaning it's two
of course they weren't girls. So he said also,
in my nusach it also be one takana. The takana was that achila is achila al shulchana. Really, by Sukkah Gedolah, if your Shulchan is outside, that means your Achila is outside. And by Sukkah Ketana, the Sukkah has to be big enough for Achila. Achila means Achila al Shulchan.
You might say that's okay.
Let's go back to the Rama. Steer in the Rama. On the one hand, from the fact that the Rama passings like Veshamah in both by Sukkah Ketana and by Sukkah Gedolah, that sounds like it holds like the Riv, that it's Chataim of the Truvai. That these are, it's one, that Sukkah Ketana is also Gzeir Shemi Moshe Fach HaShulchana. And the Rambam in Peri, and the Emes, the Rambam in Peri Kvav itself, that Rambam, where he talks about the Gzeir Shemi Moshe Fach HaShulchana, and the Rambam says, Vafilu B'Sukkah Gdeila, Chariz Mash Metaka, the way the Rabbeinu Menoyach understood, that Sukkah Ketana is also Gzeir Shemi Moshe Fach HaShulchana. On the other hand, the Rambam in Peri Dalid puts the shiur of Zayin Tvachim together, the shiur of Esrim Amma and Asar Tvachim, which are shiurim deraisa. Sounds like Zayin Tvachim is a shiur deraisa. And even worse, the Rambam, the Perashim Mishnah, says that the shiur of Zayin Tvachim is halacha l'moshe misina. That's the steer in the Rambam. So I thought, l'fi advarim ha'ele, so maybe we could say, I'm not sure if it's a teretz in the Rambam, or at least it mitigates the question, it softens the question. But I think it's even a teretz. The sheer sukkah is halacha l'moshe misina. But what is the halacha l'moshe misina? The halacha l'moshe misina is that you need a mokum haroi lachilu. This is Rosh Hashanah. And that's halacha l'moshe misina. That a sukkah has to be a mokum haroi lachilu, which is 6x6. Chazal came along, it's a gzera. The gzera was not that they said they superimposed some like extra gzera, you know. That's the deraisa. But midrabbanan is the gzera you have to have 7x7. The gzera was that they came and they redefined what achila means. And they said midrabbanan achila has to be what the Ritva calls achila's kvach. It's not enough to have an achila is no longer achila without a shulchan. Achila is achila ala shulchan. Therefore, the mokem haroi lachila now midrabbanan has expanded. It's like they were moisif on the shiurim. Chazal said the shiur remains mokem haroi lachila. But what we're changing is we're changing the meaning of achila. Achila now means achila al shulchan, which now it's going to require 7x7. So avada be'etzim it's a derabbanan. Midraisa 6x6 is enough. It's a midrabbanan. You need 7x7. But what the rabbanan did was they redefined the halacha l'moshe misina. They said the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai be'etzim is mokum mori l'achilo. But mokum mori l'achilo midrabanan means achila al shulchani. So it's not like there's some extra gzera midrabanan. The shir sukkah itself, the etzim shir sukkah, I don't want to mislead you. I'm not claiming that 7x7 now is a deraisa. 7x7 remains a derabanan. The deraisa is still 6x6. But what the Rabbanan did was that they took the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai and they rephrased it. Yidrabanan. They rephrased it to mean something a little bit different. The halacha l'moshe mi'sinai is mokam aroi l'achilo, which is 6x6. Midrabanan, you need a mokam aroi l'achilo al shulchani, which is 7x7. So the Rambam l'moshel and the Perushim Mishnayis. The Rambam and the Perushim Mishnayis is busy. He's not telling me hilchos sukkah. His agenda over there is not to tell me, you know, what, how much of sukkah is deraisa, how much. His agenda is to explain to me that there are mitzvahs that they say in Torah, but you need halacha l'moshe mi'sinai to explain what they are. So one of his examples is, you have a mitzvah of sukkah in Torah, but it doesn't say how big it has to be. So halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, there has to be zayin tefachim. So we have to have a footnote in that Rambam. You know, it needs an asterisk. At the bottom, it should say, really, halacha l'moshe mi'sinai is mokam aroi l'achilo, which is only 6. But midrabanan, they reinterpreted to mean mokam aroi l'achilo shulchani, which is now 7x7. The Rambam is not noches to that. It's not the Rambam's issue over there. The Rambam is saying the sheer sukkah be'etzim is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. 7x7 in a way is also halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, in the sense that 7x7 is also predicated on halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. If there was no halacha l'moshe mi'sinai that you need a mokam aroi l'achilo, then you wouldn't need 7x7 either. So it starts that there's a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai that you need a mokam aroi l'achilo. Chazal just they stepped in and they said achila now means achila shulchani. But it's still built on the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. The shear of 7x7, maybe the main point, the shear of 7x7 is also built on the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. If there was tamak zera 7x7, then now there's a shear of 7x7, like the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai is out the window, because we don't need it. We went beyond. We require 7x7 shema yimoshe chacha shulchani. So like, we don't have anything to do with halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. But now it's the way I'm saying it now, we're still working with halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, because if there was no din mi'sinai that you need a sukkah to be a mokam aroi l'achilo, then you wouldn't need 7x7. You know, it could be a mokam aroi it should be one tefach by one tefach, and it's aroi for something. It's a mokam aroi l'aniach hafotzo. No, and so the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai says it has to be a mokam aroi l'achilo. Which, based on that, we can then redefine achila means achila al shulchanik. But it's still based on the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. So Meila, the Rambam, the Lashon Perek Dalet, he's telling me the basic shir sukkah is mokam aroi l'achila, which for us means 7x7. If I didn't derive it, would be 6x6. But for us, it means 7x7. It's not such an acute. Again, and bear in mind, the Rambam Perek Dalet didn't say that 7x7 is derive. It's not as if he said 7x7 is derive. The problem is that he lists it with the other shurim. He lists it with 20 amos and asara tvachim and 7 tvachim. So the Mishtavur said, sounds like it's like kulum berechoda biksa. They sound like these are all similar shurim. These are all the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai dika shurim. If 7x7 is just a gzeira, it doesn't belong. Like one of these things is not like the other. Esrim am is a shir be'etzim, that's the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. The asara tvachim is a shir be'etzim, it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Oren, kapayrus, wherever we learn it from, but it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. And here you have the shear of 7x7, which is Samuk Zerid Rabban Hashem Yimosha Chacha Shulchanah. So now it comes out that the 7x7 is also a shear of, is built on Halacha L'Moshe Mi'sinai. So it's also a shear of the built on Halacha L'Moshe Mi'sinai. So the Ram didn't say it's deraisa. It's not like we, you know, gotcha. The Ram said it's deraisa. The Ram never said it's deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah's problem is, well, what's he doing with these other shiurim that are shiurim be'etzim in the Hefsher HaSukkah? Deraisa took a kind of shiurim, and we have the shiur of 7x7, which is like totally a different kind of shiur. And it's not a different kind of shiur. This is also very similar. It's a shiur of, it's basically the shiur deraisa, which Chazal have now, like Chazal were moisif eshtus on the shiur deraisa. The shiur deraisa is 6x6, mokam aroi l'achila. And Chazal were moisif in that shiur itself, a mokam aroi l'achila, that has to be achila al shulchan. And Ka'omer, the Ram the Perushim Mishnayis is also never meant more than that. The Shir Sukkah is Halacha L'Moshe Mi'sinai. You all know Shir Sukkah is 7x7. The Ram's audience, everybody knows it's 7x7. So Ram is explaining. Torah says Sukkah. Where did the 7x7 come from? It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'sinai. Yeah, we have to add. We need the parenthetic remark, but the Ram's not learning Sukkah over there. That the 7x7 really is an expansion midrabanan of the underlying Shir of Mokem Aroi L'Achim. So Mela, it's very good. The Rambam is praying for this Kipshutai. The Tzak Gzer Shem Yimoshe Chacha Shulchani V'afilu B'Sukkah G'dayla. There's a Gzer Shem Yimoshe Chacha Shulchani. You need to do the Achila Shulchani B'Toych HaSukkah. And a Sukkah Tan is also a Gzer. But the Gzer is that Achila has to be Achila Shulchani. Okay, that's it for till after Yom Tov. So I wish you a Gmar Chasim. I'm going to be here tomorrow for the Yom Yun, but as far as the daily shiur is concerned, we'll reconvene after Yom Tov. So if I don't see you tomorrow, I shall wish you now already a Gemar Chasim Taiva.
Good discussion.